The environment hasn't been a big issue during this presidential campaign. It mainly comes up in the context of energy independence. Correspondent Bonnie Stewart explains why.
I welcome you to the first of the 2012 presidential debates.
President Barack Obama and his challenger Mitt Romney have been talking about energy independence and job creation. But the environment, not so much. The word environment was mentioned once during the first debate. Mitt Romney used it this way.
I don't want to kill jobs in this environment.
The environment got a brief mention in the second debate. President Obama tied it to natural gas drilling.
We've got potentially 600,000 jobs and 100 years worth of energy right beneath our feet with natural gas. And we can do it in an environmentally sound way.
It's the environmentally sound way that Mary Potter wants to hear more about. She's a second-generation Oregonian who lives in Wilsonville.
There's possibilities for creating jobs, but I just kind of wonder what the cost of those jobs are and what's the countryside going to look like when we're all finished.
Jobs are the number one issue on people's minds. A national Gallup poll conducted in July shows that 92% of those surveyed said creating jobs was very important. Compare that 92% to the 52% who said environmental issues are very important. Ann Botwin falls into the 52%. She lives in Bellingham, Washington. She's fighting against a coal export terminal that's been proposed near her community.
What I would most like to hear the presidential candidates address is global warming, which leads to climate change, and specifically the need to stop burning fossil fuels and the need to promote green energy technology.
The presidential candidates have talked about ways to encourage green energy. They haven't debated the issue of climate change, and they haven't discussed the export of U.S. coal to Asia. For those debates, you may have to turn to your local politicians. I'm Bonnie Stewart reporting.